Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Two stores, one destination. Four Men on Exchange and Newtique Boutique. Whether you're looking for women's clothing and home decor items or men's fashions and gifts, we've got you covered from head to toe. Newtique Boutique is at 122 East Main Street, while Four Men on Exchange is at 102 Exchange Street, just across the street. So no matter who you're shopping for, you'll find that at Newtique Boutique and Four Men on Exchange. So come by to see us Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and on Saturdays, 10 to 4. Downtown on Pendleton at Newtique Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. Thanks for asking. We have lots to get to today. We'll talk a little bit about Clemson football portaling, which is obviously a new thing. It's a brand new thing, and defensively, anyway, it's great. I hope the message spreads to the offense. I think that's important. I think this team was deficient on both sides of the ball, not just one side of the ball. And I think that you can't fix it all just on defense. And I know Clemson's tried for a couple offensive linemen. Again, I've already made the point. I think Barclay and Wise are both playing, the two freshman offensive linemen. And I think people need to start incorporating that into your thought process, because that's going to happen. Those two guys are going to play. Wise is 320. He looks like Audie Crooks. He's a wrestler, weightlifter. He's a powerful individual, and I think he's playing. I watched Barclay in a lot of the one-on-ones, and I thought he was dominant. So I think both those dudes are playing, and I think the talent will be the talent's obvious to Matt Luke, and I think I don't know how the whole offensive line plays out yet. But I think in terms of what we're likely to see next year, I think the offensive line is going to be the most athletic group that Clemson has fielded in some time. That doesn't mean they're going to be great. I mean, we have to wait and see. I'll tell you who was great last night, Ramona, Clemson basketball. Brad Brownell has made Clemson basketball boring. All they do is win, Ramona. Oh, some of the games are close, but we know how it's going to turn out. You know, we just know in advance. You know, all they do is win. I mean, they've won something like 21 of the last 23 ACC games, which is insane. I mean, it's insane. We are seeing things that we have never seen before. And this is a whole new team. I mean, it's basically a whole new team. You know, I can't deny I have had this thought at times. I think Dylan Hunter has been really good this year. Like, really good. Like, one of the things that this team misses, in theory, is like Chase Hunter from last year and an end-of-game guy. But we romanticize how some of that went. And it didn't all go that well. There were questions about some of the Chase isolations and late-game decision-making. You know, Chase was a more talented player than Dylan. I'm not sure he was a better player. I'm not. I mean, I think Dylan does so many other things well. Some things better than Chase. He's a better defender. He's a better natural ball handler. He's a better distributor. I mean, and he's improved enough as a shooter that, you know, he's shooting like 85% from the free throw line and like 40-something percent from three. So, you know, he's such an improved player that I'm just not sure that's a given answer anymore. Like, if you were to switch those two players right now, would Clemson be better? I don't know. I'm not sure. Because you would lose a lot of stuff if you lost Dylan. We saw it last year. We saw what happened. Now, last year was more of a depth issue, maybe, and that Clemson did not have great depth. So if you, when they lost Dylan Hunter, you know, you had basically guys who were not ready to contribute, like, you know, Chauncey Wiggins in his place, which was a disaster. You know, so I don't know. Hyde Breeder, obviously, who's playing pretty well now at San Jose State, but, you know, wasn't all that helpful here last year. So I think Dylan has been such a valuable piece to this team. I mean, when we came into the year, one of the questions was the guard play. The guard play has been much better than I think we could have even hoped for. And look, we were, many of us, I was extremely optimistic about Foster and said so from the beginning. Losing Foster was, you know, seemingly almost like a death blow, and it hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. This team just continues to win. Last night, just a brilliant defensive effort in the first half. Not quite as good in the second half, obviously. We talked yesterday about, I think, a lot of the things that were going to happen. We talked about, you know, how they would, if they how they want to play with pace, and how sometimes they forget about the Frankenstein monster when they play with pace. And Igatolu, whenever they went into him, he was a problem. He's a problem because no one can handle 7'2", 280. You know, and so when you go into him, he's an issue. But they tend to forget about him, you know, because they want to play with pace. So they tend to forget about him. You know, I said yesterday that I thought what would be the difference in the North Carolina game versus this game was that SMU played a lot of inside out against North Carolina, and North Carolina basically either let SMU take those threes or did not challenge them defensively, did not recover to shooters, whatever. Maybe they didn't believe they could hit them. I don't know, but they hit them. They hit them playing at home. And I did not think they would hit those playing against Clemson here, and they did not. They did not. We did talk about the fact they were one of the nation's best free throw shooting teams. They proved that. I mean, what did they shoot from the line last night? 90%? What? How many did they miss? I mean, what were they, like 28 of 31 or something? How many did they miss? It didn't seem like they missed any. And that really allowed them to stay connected. It was really the free throw line the second half that allowed them to stay connected, because they played from behind all game. I mean, they were basically down a working margin all game. It was a game that Clemson basically controlled from start to finish, and the closest it got was at the very end when they cut it to four. And, you know, and look, Boopy got his, but, you know, I said yesterday, I thought Porter might get the lion's share of the work against him based on quickness, and I thought Porter did exactly that. Now, it made his offense suffer a little bit, and we suggested that yesterday. I said yesterday, I thought Porter would get the lion's share of the time on Boopy because he was the quickness matchup defensively, and I've been impressed with his toughness in defense this year. And I thought he played that way last night. And I also suggested yesterday he might lose a little of his legs in his offense as a result of having to check that guy. And that happened too, because I think Porter went 1-for-9 from three. And so, you know, that I think there was a little bit of a price with that, but, you know, and Boopy got his points, but he didn't come about them easily. I think he went 5 for 15 from the field, so he shot like 33% from the field. That's not efficient, but he did get to the free throw line a lot, and that made up for it. So, you know, you knew he was going to get his, and he did. We talked about how good a player Edwards was. Some of the other guys got nothing. I think Washington fouled out. I don't believe he scored. Pierre was, you know, okay. He hit a couple threes, I think, but basically didn't impact the game in any major way. Pierre and Washington. Clemson basically took Pierre and Washington away. You knew Boopy would get his. You knew that Edwards was gonna score and do the things he does. And then Iguodala is, you know, if he gets 2 feet in the paint, catch the ball, there's nothing you can do with him. Clemson did a couple things with him, tried a couple things with him, but Clemson was not going to allow the open three-point shooting, and they didn't. And the first half defensive performance against SMU was absolutely, absolutely incredible. Welling played well in the first half. He was athletic. He was tough. You know, he didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but he did a lot of other things. I think he had like 6 rebounds. They all basically came in the first half, but he got in foul trouble, and that hurt him. The second half, it was largely RJ and Nick Davidson. Davidson, I don't know what RJ had in the second half. 13. I think he had 17 for the game. Was 13 to 17 in the second half, something like that. And then Davidson, I believe, had 8 in the second half. I think he had 9 for the game, and I think 8 or 9 were in the second half. I know he made 2 nice Pete Newell big man camp moves, and I think he hit 4 free throws. So I think that Davidson and RJ combined for, I want to say, 21 second half points, which I think was big. Clemson went through a stretch there where they did not make shots in the last 10 minutes of the game, and, you know, and that's when the lead closed as well, and SMU was finally able to exert a little bit of game pressure on Clemson at that point. But Clemson hung tough and did all the things you have to do to win a basketball game against a good team, and they did. And so quad one win, and all this team does is win. They just keep winning. All Brad Brownell teams do is win. I mean, what Brownell is doing in the ACC in basketball is insane. It just is. And I've got a newsflash for you. We have to see about the health of Foster next year, but when you add the next group that is coming to Foster, you are talking about the most athletic Clemson team in history. Again, I don't know at what point Foster will be ready. I don't know. I heard Brad say the other day that he just started his rehab and that type of stuff. So I don't know, you know, how long a process we'll see. And obviously he's going to have to work hard. There's no reason to think that he won't. But another big Clemson basketball win. You know, people get carried away. Like, I had somebody on Twitter say, well, I think we're going to start 12-0. All I'm worried about is Notre Dame. Okay? I think Notre Dame is a dangerous game. And we'll talk more about Notre Dame tomorrow. You know, I'll do more of a full film study on them tonight in preparation for tomorrow. But we'll save some of that. We'll save the Notre Dame breakdown for tomorrow. But that game still worries me. I mean, Notre Dame worries me. I mean, Clemson's been great on the road. Notre Dame hasn't been the easiest place for Clemson to play. So that game worries me. And now Clemson comes off a big emotional win over SMU. So yeah, that game concerns me. But what Brad Brownell and what this team are doing, it's just incredible. The living, breathing definition of team, it's terrific. The experienced leaders, RJ back in the program, Dylan, what Dylan has done, but the integration of all these pieces and seamlessly, which Brad and staff had to do, they all deserve credit. It's remarkable that you can bring in this many transfer players and you don't miss a beat. You're still doing all the same things. In fact, you know, Brad has said numerous times, and he's right, that this team isn't as talented as some of the others. When we talk about that, we're talking about individually talented pieces, not the whole. Not the whole. So, you know, PJ was more talented, and Chase was more talented, and Tyson was more talented. But as a whole, I don't know, this team may be better. It may be better because, look, even with the talent, there were some issues at times. You know, last year's team had a depth issue, a major depth issue. You know, and so if one guy was in foul trouble, if Victor was in foul trouble, Clemson was screwed. Anytime Victor got hurt or in foul trouble, Clemson was screwed. And, you know, when Dylan Hunter went down, Clemson was screwed because Wiggins and Hybreeder were not answers. And I'm glad Jake is playing well where he is, but neither were answers here. So that when Dylan Hunter went down, basically the season ended because there just wasn't anybody else to play. And so you didn't have depth. And one of the things is now not only can you survive a Carter Welling getting in foul trouble, but you can survive guys playing poorly because you've got 10 guys who can play. So if two or three of them aren't playing well, okay, you take them out and you put two or three different guys in. And there you find some answers. Then maybe, you know, 4 minutes later, you put the other guys back in. Maybe they play better the second time around. That's what depth is giving you. So this team may not have any frontline star guy who's going to average, you know, 20 points a game or regular reach 20 points with regularity, but they don't need it because they have it's a share the wealth thing from game to game. And I know that, you know, we have this issue of the alleged issue of, well, you don't have a go-to guy at the end. But again, I think we romanticize that a little bit. I'm fine with everything I'm seeing from this team and the number of different answers they have. You know, one of the things that happens at the end is RJ tends to make layups. Well, you know what? I mean, I'll take RJ making layups, you know, as opposed to Chase trying to, you know, clear outs for Chase at the top of the key and seeing if he can create against pressure defense. I'll take the layup or the free throw, the dunk every time. And so I think there are a lot of answers. Now, the good signs are that this team has played a lot of really good competition early in the season. You know, the Georgias and the BYUs and the Alabamas and now the SMUs. By the way, Andy Enfield, the coach of SMU after the game, after losing, the first thing he complains about is the size of the media room. He says something. He says something to the effect of, you know, you would think with football you could have a bigger basketball. With the money football makes, you think you could have a bigger basketball media room. See, that's a loser comment, and
it had nothing to do with the game.
Yeah.
So it's,
Right. Well, again, the first thing you ought to talk about when you lost a game is you ought to congratulate the other team. You ought to say how well they played and that kind of thing. And then move on to the issues of your own team. You ought not be talking about the media room, my man. It has nothing to do with the media room. The media room, I got newsflash for you, dopey. The media room didn't beat you. Clemson basketball did. The media room, you know what? You would have survived the small media room had you won the game. But the reason you didn't survive the small media room is you lost the game. And so you had to find some other way to deflect attention from the fact that Clemson just punked you. And it reminded me instantly, Ramona, of something I harped on before. Now, I heard Ben Kwok talking about this on my way in. And Jason from Columbia almost had it right. He talked about crying Shane after the Arkansas game. It wasn't Arkansas. It was Missouri. Was Missouri, Jay? It was Missouri, Jason, but yeah, you had it right, and I brought that up numerous times at the time. It was Shane Beamer's worst moment ever. Missouri had just punked them, beat their brains, and it was like 31-3 or 38-7 or something like that. And the first thing Shane Beamer did in the post-game press conference was complain about the media room and the construction and everything else. And it was just a terrible look.
I remember that.
Yeah, we talked about all that at the time. It was just a terrible, awful look. It was Shane Beamer's worst moment, just the ultimate loser moment. It was just, honestly, I had always defended the guy. Watching that, I wanted to fire him right then. Like, you just got your tail kicked, like whatever it was, 30-something-7, and the first thing you do is talk about the media room construction, and this could be a little better. And you know those nervous twitches he gets when things aren't going his way? You know, the weirdness that sort of factors in? That's what it was all about. And Andy Enfield gave us a little bit of that last night. Now, I think Shane Beamer is a much better guy than Andy Enfield is. I don't know what Ben's story about USC was, but I'm sure it wasn't a positive. But it's just despicable, man. You lost a game. You know, why are you talking about the media realm? You should be talking about respect for Clemson's basketball program. The last thing on earth you ought to be doing is trying to tear anything down. You lost, dude. And not only did you lose, you really weren't close. I mean, Clemson controlled the entire friggin' game. Quick break. Rudy, you're up first.
Go the road less traveled. Unless the road more traveled would have actually gotten you there on time. Take the leap. Unless you're about to leap into a gator-infested lake, then do not leap. Don't even dip a toe. Anything is possible. Like winning the lottery. And not winning. And if that gets in the way of life's other possibilities, then it might be time to take a break. Because knowing your limits is an important part of becoming a better player. And a better you. Learn more at sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
scratch your head. The first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Okay. How am I going to do this? GSP sent me this from... Let me get to Rudy first, and I'll try. Then I'm going to try and explain this. Little story I just saw. Sort of a major story for college basketball, if true. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, Rudy. Good. I appreciate you getting in, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I'm going to tell you what. Brownell is ticking A and taking names.
He really is. He is. Welcome in, Rudy. Welcome to the club. Let's go.
I know. I don't want to be the Paul of Mary, so don't go that route. No. Yeah, but he's a man. He's making the best out of the best. I mean, who else does it better in transfer portal than Brad Brownell, right?
Well, not only that, Rudy, but again, he for three consecutive years, he had first-team all-league players that were high school players. None of that stuff has ever come close to happening in Clemson basketball history.
It's amazing. It's amazing how he gets these people to buy in, everybody to buy into his way of basketball in such a quick way.
And you know what else, Rudy? I mentioned this the other day, but it's nice to be respected in basketball. You know what I mean? In other words, it always used to be that Clemson had no... First of all, Clemson wasn't good enough, all right? You had Larry Shyatt years where his backyard wrestling. Clemson was brutal many years in basketball. But Clemson never had
agreed.
Any... But the Tigers never got any respect. When you're not any good and you're not competitive, you're never going to get any respect. You're never going to get any calls. Now Clemson gets respect. Yeah. They get calls. They're not getting killed by the officials.
They actually have some really great basketball players that actually want to come play for Brownell.
Yep. And trust me,
it's pretty impressive.
Yep. The next batch that's coming in along with Foster may be the best yet.
Well, let me tell you this, and as a long-suffering Falcons fan, okay, let me say this, and I'll take it off the air.
Yeah.
I want John Harbaugh as my head coach, and I want Mike McDaniel as my offensive coordinator.
I would do that in a second.
What do you think about that?
I think that would be unbelievable. I would do that. I think that's well done, Rudy. I would do that in a second. You want to make the Atlanta Falcons relevant again? That's exactly the move you make. You make that two-headed move and watch what happens. Because McDaniel is a really smart guy. Okay, he's a little odd, and maybe he was a little odd to be a head coach, but he was saddled with Tua Tagovailoa, and he made Tua Tagovailoa work. He made him work by creating an offense designed to his limited skill set. He created an offense that played to the slant master and all that stuff and was able to do those things. I think he's a brilliant offensive mind. And that combination would immediately make Atlanta relevant, and it would certainly help the young quarterback. I just think that's obvious to me. So I'm telling you right now. If the Atlanta Falcons made the two moves that Rudy just suggests, we would be entering a new era of prosperity for Atlanta Falcons football. So let's see what happens. But yeah, I'm all in favor of that, Rudy, 100%. Let me just give you what's coming, okay, with Clemson basketball. In case you don't know, Clemson already has Zach Foster, who is one of the greatest athletes that's ever played basketball at Clemson, okay? If he's able to go through and get his knee healthy and get back to full health, he is going to be a future round one NBA draft pick, right? That's his level of talent, his level of athleticism. He was just scratching the surface of what he was going to become. And you saw moments of it. You saw bursts of it. You saw how he was able to change some games athletically with his explosiveness and his length and gave Clemson some answers against certain opponents that the Tigers didn't have great answers for without him. Well, next year, again, this is a setback, okay? And I don't know how significant a setback. I don't know. I can't predict the timing of it. There's no way. I'd just be guessing, so I'm not going to do that. But he needs to get healthy and to get ready, and then he needs to have confidence in that knee again. And sometimes that takes a while. It's one thing to be cleared and able to play. It's another to have full confidence in that knee again. And I can't predict how that's going to work with him. I don't know the answer to it, okay? I do know this, that before this injury, this is a little heads up on the next recruiting class. Before this injury, okay, I was already thinking that the combination of Zach Foster and Harris Reynolds would be the two greatest athletes on one team in Clemson basketball history. Because the next guy, Harris Reynolds, is built like Foster. He's every bit as athletic as Zach Foster, every bit. Maybe even more, which seems crazy. But if you have Zach Foster and Harris Reynolds, you have two super talented, I mean insanely gifted young basketball players. Then you add Will Stevens, and with all due respect to the big men who are on this team right now, and I love them. I love them. I think Will Stevens is going to be better than any of them. I think Stevens is going to be a better player than any of them. I think Stevens is going to be an all-league player. I think he has that ability. And then Amari James, the other 6'4 guard, is a little more raw. But when you talk about explosive athletes, Amari James, another freak. He's another freak. So this is what's coming with Clemson basketball. And again, we don't know what else Clemson will be doing in the portal, etc. But the Tigers are not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere. They're coming back for more and better. This is the Brad Brownell era of the ACC. It just is. And what he's doing is truly, what he and his staff are doing is truly remarkable. And this is the ability to hold a great staff together, have a great head coach, and, you know, winning. This is what winning is all about in every single way. And we are seeing it in every single way. And last night was just another example of it. An SMU team that scored nearly 100 points against North Carolina. And now that was at SMU. I acknowledge that. But SMU, what did they have, 97, 98, whatever it was against North Carolina. I watched the game. I mean, they just, they torched them. They torched them. Well, you know, that same team had, what, 25 at the half against Clemson? Whatever it was, 25? Was it 25? So, you know, and Enfield had been running his mouth about how they want to play and what they want to do and all this stuff. Well, you know, you can run your mouth now. Run your mouth about the media room now, Andy. No one cares. No one cares. But Clemson basketball just does what they do. They're just – Clemson's just tougher. They're tougher. And it's hard to believe that you could basically, for the most part, have a whole new team and still be tougher than all these teams you're playing. But they are. They're tougher. The Tigers are tougher than all these teams they're playing. And, you know, and the size – and like I said, you go from night to night where – one guy's not playing well, it doesn't matter. You don't know which guy is going to step up for Clemson from a night-to-night basis because it's such a balanced attack that they're throwing at you. And there's so much size that they keep coming at you at waves. And one of the things I said yesterday is that Clemson did not have the 7'2", 280-pound guy that SMU has in Igatolo, but they have more size across the board. And you saw that last night. Now, you know, when they go to Toombs and whatever off the bench, they have some size, but Clemson was the bigger team with the exception of the 7'2" dude, and I think that matters too, and we've seen that play out this year. Clemson's been a good rebounding team, and look, if you ask Brad Brownell about this team defensively, he would say like work in progress. That's what he would say, but last night in the first half, that was the Mona Lisa of the work in progress. Second half, not so much. A little more foul trouble. little more, you know, when you play great defense, one of the elements of playing great defense is to guard without fouling. Second half, not so much, because you can't give away free points, and you can't have your guys getting foul trouble. So defense is always about guarding without foul trouble and then getting clean defensive rebounds. And that enables you to run. But, you know, Clemson wanted to control the tempo last night. The tempo was basically exactly where I thought Clemson wanted to be with it. And, you know, one thing I don't like, though? I don't like these announcers who like, they act like Clemson's friggin' Pete Carell's Princeton team. You know, like oh, Clemson wants to slow everything down. I hear this every friggin' game. No, they don't. Clemson averaging 80 points a game. Clemson doesn't want to just walk the ball up the court. Ask Brad. That's never part of the plan this year. Now, when you play a team that wants to go racehorse basketball, well, then you want to control certain elements of it, and you had that at play last night without question. Clemson did not want to wind up in a North Carolina-style game with SMU, but Clemson's going to take offensive advantage in early offense where they have it, and Brad does not just want to play in the half court. You know, these half-court defenses in college basketball, the advanced scouting, are just too good. So you've got to get some transition offense, and this team has run this year. This is not just a walk-it-up-the-court team. If it was, Nick Davidson would be getting a lot more action, a lot more play. And I think, like I've said all along, once you get into conference play and it becomes a little more of a grind, it becomes a little more half-court basketball, even with all the newness, there's still more familiarity. I think it favors Nick Davidson's skill set and his game, and I think we're going to continue to see that. And again, last night in the second half of that game, when Clemson was struggling some offensively, I believe RJ had 13, and I think Nick Davidson had 8 or 9. So those two guys combined for 21 or 22 points in the second half, and those points were obviously vital to the win. But listen, there's a lot more good news coming, because Harris Reynolds is an absolute super freak, super talent. Clemson fans are going to love him. You get a healthy Zach Foster back to go with Harris Reynolds. There will not, let me tell you something right now, okay? Mark the tape, Ramona, right now. 3:40, whatever this date is, 1-8-2026. 1-8-2026, 3:40. If you have a healthy Zach Foster, the combination of Zach Foster and Harris Reynolds will be the two most athletic players on one team in America. Quick break.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times. At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, smell it, or taste it. But a faulty gas furnace can leak it into your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As an Armstrong Air preferred dealer, their certified technicians check for hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they turn serious. For year-round peace of mind and efficiency, choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air's comfort maintenance plan. Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Engineered comfort solutions.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show this weekend, January 10th and 11th in Pickens at the Market at the Mill Event Center.
Buy, sell, and trade.
Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, bring your guns. Tell your friends it's a Great American Gun Show this weekend in Pickens.
Maria, salon owner. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment? That's a lie. Most timeshares can be bought online for a dollar. To find out what your timeshare is worth and to cancel it, call us today and we'll send you our timeshare exit kit free with all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley for your free exit info guide. 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're back. Now, this Stevens kid, who is like, I don't know what they list him at now, 6'7", 200, whatever. This kid is going to get bigger and stronger. And honestly, I might be crazy. When I watch players, I generally have a really good idea of how tall they are, height, weight, that kind of stuff. I think from the first time I saw Stevens play, in film clips, he looks an inch taller. And I wonder if he's done growing. I'm not sure. But I know this. You're talking about a guy. Look, this kid's still in high school, okay? But when you watch him at 6'10 and whatever he is, he's slender, all right? He's already aggressive at that size. He's an aggressive player. And he has skills. He can face up from the three-point line, but he has skills. And he goes after the ball, and people get in his way. And what I'm imagining is what he's going to look like in 2 years at Clemson. And I can't wait to see it because I think he's going to be a big-time problem. Big-time problem. I really believe that, look, I love Welling, Willeen, Davidson, all of them, RJ. I think this kid is going to be better than any of them. So these are the things that I'm seeing. Texter said he sees him listed at 6'11". See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, he actually looks taller to me than the first times I saw clips of him. So I am very optimistic. Hey, Ramon, how about this? Well, I'm a longtime listener of your show. Thanks to you, my husband and I are just finishing a delicious meal at Moretti's. My husband had the beef on whack. I had the Italian flag pizza. Both were incredible. There you go.
Yeah, awesome.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for telling us that. And I'm glad you found it as we tell you. You didn't include your name. You should have given me your name, but thank you. Thank you so much for that. And now I'm jealous. Hey, Jeff and Luke, man, we need a care package. Jeff and Luke, Ramona, you know what? I don't know what the I don't know what the Italian flag pizza is, but I want it. I don't know what it is, but I want it. Texas said, hey, well, you're right. Good defense means playing without fouling, and I'm not trying to put it all on the refs, but I got to say, some of the Clemson fouls were called last night because they took elbows from Igatolo, if you catch my drift. Yeah, there might be something on that. There might be something on that. I got a ton of basketball-related texts. Texas said, I really enjoyed RG's resurgence at Clemson. Yeah, well, look, this is the best RG's ever played. He hit a three last night. I still don't want him taking that shot, but, you know, but I think he still knows his limitations. I don't think he's going to be out there gunning up threes now. You know, one of the concerns you have in basketball sometimes is when a non-shooter hits a three. Because then the next thing you know, they're taking four more. And that's generally the last thing you want. But he was all alone. He was squared up at the top of the key. People probably forget that, you know, they brought up the fact that he had been, you know, whatever it was. He had missed his last 15 or whatever it was over. But, you know, a couple years back, he made some threes from the top of the key. I don't know how many. I don't specifically remember that. But he hit some of those shots from the top of the key. That was Lisa who wrote in. Thank you, Lisa. Lisa is at Moretti's with her husband and enjoying the Moretti's food. What's this? Oh, that didn't work. I have no idea. Texter 247. What Nick Davidson means? I don't know what that means. Why don't you explain it? He's got Nick Davidson. LOL. I don't know what that means. Explain whatever you're talking about. Yeah, I have no idea what that means. I mean, speak in whole sentences. LOL isn't a sentence. So, Walt, do you think Clemson will win the conference? Start making the tournament on a regular basis? Get out of the first round with a win? KT in Athens. Clemson's done that. I mean, they went to the Elite Eight. I don't know what you're talking about, KT. I mean, you Georgia fans worry about your own basketball program who Clemson beat. I don't get that at all. Clemson goes to the tournament every year. Wake up. And the talent is just better and getting better all the time. Texas said Nick Davidson sucks. That's probably what he's talking about. Well, you're dumb. I mean, honestly, you're just stupid. Don't write me anymore because you have no idea what you're talking about. None. I mean, absolutely none. I mean, Nick Davidson scored 14 points last game. He had 8 or 9 the second half last night. Clemson doesn't win without him. And he's played more and more aggressively, and the games are starting to go right into his wheelhouse. So it's just stupid. It's ignorant. You know, it just demonstrates you know nothing about basketball. Really nothing. Zero. So save it for somebody else or something else. You know, pick a different topic. Doug says, Sean, we've known Brad was a good coach. His teams have been underrated, but now that he has strung together winning seasons, people are finally starting to come around to how good of a coach and program Clemson has, and now they're giving him respect that's due. Yeah, I think he's getting that respect from the officials. Okay, so here's what GSP sent me before. How are we going to do this? I'm not sure I'm going to tell you this, but I'm going to try, okay? From Rob Reinhart, UConn head coach Dan Hurley is facing a possible season-long suspension for abuse of officials, per sources. Okay, I don't know whether this is true, not true. I don't know how you determine what's real on Twitter anymore. Let me just check and see if... what happens when I put Dan Hurley in? I actually don't see that anywhere. So for the moment, I'm not going to worry. I'm going to pretend that the items I'm seeing about him on Twitter are not real, because when I search Dan Hurley, I would think that would come up, and I don't see it coming up. This was a suggestion that Hurley would be suspended, could be suspended for a year per sources for the things that he said during the Providence game. And again, I can't be sure that he's even said these things. It says the NCAA has audio and video of the incident. They're currently reviewing. UConn intends to appeal the charges. So for right now, I'm going to say this is fake news, but I just don't know. I don't know. If I get more information on it, if there's some confirmation on it, if I see it somewhere else, then I'll go back to it. But for the time being, I just can't believe in it. We'll see. I mean, it would seem extreme anyway, but we'll see. Dexter said, Walt, really enjoy the show. Question, do you think the media is sleeping on the Jaguars? I do. I mean, I think the Jaguars can beat the Bills. I don't know if they will or not, but I think they can. I mean, I don't think it's impossible the Jaguars come out of the AFC. I mean, I think the Bills team sort of sucks. I think they're, I think it's Josh Allen and nobody. I mean, Cooks, the running back, that's it. The receivers suck. The defense sucks. I just don't think they're very good. I mean, Allen has found a way to win some, 37-34 type games by leading his team back from big deficits and carrying that football team, dragging their lifeless body around. But I just don't see it. I don't see it. Terry said Nick played great last night, ! Yeah, and he played great the game before too, 14. So once the league play got going, you're starting to see more Nick Davidson impact, and I think you're going to continue to see more Nick Davidson impact. Oh, I got you. Okay, the other text you wrote, Nick Davidson, said, my bad. You were talking about non-shooters taking three. Sometimes to me, he just seems like he takes threes and maybe shouldn't. That's just me. I know he hits them occasionally. I think Davidson's a good player. No disrespect. Gotcha, Texter. I appreciate that. I appreciate you clarifying that for me. On that element, I want him to take that shot. He's a 40% or so career three-point shooter. All right, and he's made them against good competition in the past. And the shot looks right. Honestly, his shot looks a little flat to me right now. Even from the free throw line, he's front rimming some of those. And I don't know if he's a little tired. I'm not sure, but he can hit those shots. All right, from a percentage standpoint, he can hit them. It's a good looking shot. But I understand why you're saying that, because he hasn't as yet. I think you're 100% right. You're 100% right on that. Just said, Walt, what are your thoughts on Ace Buckner in his future? I feel he needs more consistent minutes on this team. Look, the element of Ace's game that he needs to work on is his mid-range shot and his perimeter game. If he figures that out, he'll be a very tough guy to guard, because, again, he's very explosive. He's strong physically. He finishes through contact. He finishes at the rim. He gets to the rim. These are all elements of his game that I love. Right now, I don't like seeing him take any threes, because that shot looks assembled, for a lack of a better way to put it. That shot does not look smooth right now to me. And I love it when he drives the basket. So I think he needs to continue to work on his game and expand it, and I think he will. There have been individual games where he scored 15, 17 points where he's been key, driving the ball to the rim, getting to the line. He's a big part of this right now, and a bigger part of it since Foster went down, without question. Texas said, his shot is busted. That's what we call it, buddy. I don't think it's busted. I think it's in development. I think it's in development. Texas said, why are the Jags underdogs at home? They're the better team. They might be. I mean, I think the reason is just the respect for Josh Allen. I mean, I think you could argue the Jags are the better team, but the best player is Allen, and he's the best player in the whole league. So I think that's why. You know, people expect the best player to carry their teams at this time of year, and Allen's going to have to do that. I mean, they're not beating Jacksonville unless Allen, you know, does the whole Superman act. I don't think. What happened there? I don't know what happened there. Let me try it again. Okay, let me tell you about Yoders. Established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoders offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Everyone knows Yoders is the best, period. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more. Engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition. They are your one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. It's an amazing place, absolutely amazing. I don't know how many people have written me about Yoders. You've heard the unsolicited testimonials on air. Bengal John gets all of his stuff, all of his lumber at Yoders. He builds docks, for example. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. Website, goyoders.com. At Yoders Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3000.